A tense action thriller. There's barely a moment's let up in the film's 90-minute running time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cue music.
This is Movies First with Alex First.
Matt Turner, played by Liam Neeson, has worked as a financier for Nanite Capital CEO Anders Muller, Matthew Modine, for 18 years. Work drives Turner. He and his family live in luxury in Berlin, and he drives a top-of-the-range car. He has little time for his wife, Heather, Embets Davids, or his two children, daughter Emily, Lily Aspel, and older son Zach, Jack Champion. One of his longest-serving clients is looking to pull out of a major investment, and Muller knows he can rely upon Turner to turn him around. Distracted by work as usual, and reluctantly driving his children to school, with Zach a particular handful, everything changes. Turner receives a call from a withheld number on a mobile phone that isn't his, which has been planted in his new Mercedes SUV. At the other end of the line is a distorted voice who indicates the financial guru must follow his instructions to the letter. Otherwise, he'll detonate a pressure bomb under Turner's seat. Neither Turner nor the children can leave the vehicle, and from there, the stakes are ratcheted up. The caller goes to further extremes to show that he really means business. Cleverly, that involves implicating Turner in what's going down, leading to a manhunt led by Europol, the law enforcement agency of the European Union. The caller's out to expose Nanite Capital's dirty dealings and claim a rich payday in the hundreds of millions of euros. Retribution hits the mark from the get-go in terms of the visuals, which we soon recognise as extreme close-up shots of the car bomb being set up. Written by Chris Salmanpour, it's based on the 2015 Spanish-French film El Desconocido and features a number of surprises and twists. Liam Neeson is in his element in a pressure cooker cinematic environment. With Turner's life and that of his children on the line, he must try to think and talk his way out of the most invidious of circumstances. The angst on Neeson's face is telling. In fact, facial expressions, let alone sound, play a significant part in retribution. Heather's obvious frustration with a never-really-present husband is obvious. Embeth Davids plays that well. I was impressed by Lily Aspel as Turner's keen-to-please daughter. She comes across as authentic, while Jack Champion, as her brother, channels teen dismissive angst. While watching, I was reminded of other movies set primarily in confined spaces, such as Phone Booth and Room, to cite but two examples. The claustrophobia is aided by fine camera work from Flavio Martinez Labiano, who was responsible for Jungle Cruise, and music from Harry Gregson-Williams, House of Gucci. Retribution is edge of your seats fare. With strong direction from Nimrod Antal from Predators, Retribution is one of the better examples of the genre. It scores a 7.5 out of 10.
You've been listening to Movies First with Alex First.
Available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcast player. You can also stream on demand at Bytes.com.
This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.